Normally, in many museums and galleries, and especially around sculptures, there are notices saying, please do not touch, which can make life a little bit tricky for blind and partially sighted people who would like to explore the sculptures through touch. Well, the Henry Moore Studios and Gardens in Hertfordshire have an exhibition titled This Living Hand, where visitors are definitely invited to explore Henry Moore's work through touch. I'm now joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Sylvia Cox, curator of exhibitions at the Henry Moore Studios and Gardens, and Paula Sarchi, who recently visited the exhibition to find out a little bit more. Hello, Sylvia and Paula, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
Sylvia, first, would you be able to give me a bit of a brief outline about the exhibition, This Living Hand, and why visitors are being invited to explore Henry Moore's sculptures through touch?
Yes. So the exhibition, as you said, is called This Living Hand, and it's curated by the artist and author Edmund Duval. And the exhibition really explores the role of touch and the hand in Henry Moore's work. So throughout Moore's career, he repeatedly emphasized the importance of experiencing sculpture through touch. And he was also fascinated by the subject of the hand, and he explored hands repeatedly in his sculpture and drawings. So the exhibition includes three fantastic Henry Moore sculptures that visitors are invited to touch, from a monumental abstract reclining figure cast in bronze to a more figurative sculpture titled King and Queen, which features two kind of just over life-size seated figures, as well as a beautiful abstract sculpture called Mother and Child that's actually carved in stalactite. And alongside these sculptures, there are also a selection of Moore's drawings of hands from some very early sketchbook studies that he made in 1922 to some very sort of tender drawings that he made of his own hands towards the very end of his life in the 1980s. And alongside these works by Moore, Edmund has also created a series of benches carved from one of Moore's favourite stones, which are placed throughout the exhibition. And these benches are called tacit, that's their title, which means pause. So they're created as a space for visitors to sort of rest, relax and enjoy the exhibition.
The exhibition has been visited by a number of visually impaired people. Were these visits something that you were expecting due to the nature of the exhibition and people being able to touch some of Henry Moore's work?
Yes, absolutely. Well, as the Henry Moore Foundation, one of our core missions, I suppose, is to make Moore's work accessible to as many people as possible. So when we started working with Edmund on the exhibition, and he asked if we would consider allowing people to touch the sculpture, we immediately said yes, because obviously it provides a completely new way for people to access Moore's work. And yeah, we did absolutely hope that this more kind of tactile approach to sculpture and this new way in would appeal to visually impaired people.
Paula, you have visited This Living Hand, and I wondered if you would be able to describe what the experience was like for you as a visually impaired person being able to touch some of Henry Moore's work.
Absolutely. It was really refreshing, I have to say, as you said before, to not have somebody saying, shh, don't touch, and everybody, you know, don't talk in here, and don't do this and don't do that. It was just wonderful. There was an absolutely fantastic room guide, and when he saw how much I was touching the figures, you know, I was all over the King and Queen because that's one of my favourites, and, you know, and he saw that, and he came over and talked to me quite a lot about the stalactite carving, which is just divine to touch. It's so smooth and the lines are just beautiful. It was a real joy. And he also spent quite a long time with me going through the reclining figure because it's so large. You can reach and touch just about every bit of it. But to make sense of it, I needed somebody to kind of guide me through, you know, this is the shoulder and this is the leg, this is the arm, and here is the hand. And it was really brilliant to do. There's also an upstairs room in the gallery, which, although you can't touch the items because they're behind glass, for people who've got a little bit of sight, they're extremely well lit and very well displayed, quite spaced out, and like I say, extremely well lit. So anyone that's got a bit of sight could probably get something from the upstairs room as well. I go into so many galleries where the lighting is very, very dim and there's a few spotlights and you just can't make anything out. So I was very impressed with the whole thing. I loved the fact that before we went into the gallery, in fact, you have the opportunity to wash your hands under some running water outside. They want you to sanitize and then rinse your hands under this beautiful running water, which runs over stone, I think, Sylvia. And it's rather a lovely tactile thing. And then the person on the door hands you a paper towel to dry your hands, and you go in, and it's just a really refreshing thing. But of course, I have been to the Henry Moore exhibition before, because the gardens themselves are vast and beautiful and full of Henry Moore sculptures, which you can touch anyway because they're outside and they're huge and you can touch all the surfaces and get such a lot out of going there. Even if the indoor exhibition was closed, you would get so much out of going to the garden anyway, because you've got so many of Henry Moore's works there, and they are just wonderful to touch.
And Paula, do you think that more galleries and museums should be providing access through touch and also through audio description and audio guides as well, to make them more accessible for blind and partially sighted people?
Absolutely. I have been to several that do special talks and guided tours for visually impaired people, audio described events, you know, at the Ashmolean Museum, for example, I've been, and the National Gallery, and in my own local gallery in Milton Keynes, we've had some fantastic audio described tours. I think not enough do, and it would be marvellous if more would. And I would certainly encourage the Henry Moore Foundation to have some audio described tours, because, for example, outside, some of these sculptures are so huge that unless you had a raised tactile image or somebody really thoroughly describing to you how big and, you know, the three-dimensional effect of these things, it is quite hard to grasp how vast these things are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was one of the reasons why I'm probably on this program, because I did approach them while I was there and said what a marvelous time I'd had, and, you know, how wonderful it would be if they did an audio described tour, just to make that come alive more, you know.
Sylvia, as you mentioned earlier on, Henry Moore, you know, did want people to explore his work through touch, and obviously concentrating on the hand as well. And I know the Henry Moore Studios and Gardens offer access services, but would, as Paula said, would you be looking to provide more descriptive tours and descriptive guides and more access for blind and partially sighted people in the future?
Yes, absolutely. No, we really appreciated Paula's feedback, and it's, you know, it's always really helpful to have that kind of information. And as I said, you know, we're always looking for new ways to make Moore's work more accessible. So yeah, we will certainly take those comments on board.
And what other sort of services do you provide for blind and partially sighted people?
Well, as Paula mentioned, so we have, well, this year we have 22 monumental bronze sculptures in the grounds, which visitors are welcome and encouraged to explore through touch. We also have fantastic invigilators, and I'm so glad, Paula, that you experienced that a bit during your visit. So we have invigilators around the grounds and Moore's former studios, who are trained and very happy to describe the spaces and their contents. We are also very happy to arrange special tours for blind and visually impaired people. We have large print versions of all the studio texts and exhibition texts available as well. And of course, assistance dogs are also welcome in all of our spaces.
And if listeners would like to find out more about the exhibition This Living Hand and the other accessible services at Henry Moore Studios and Gardens, Sylvia, where can people go to find out more?
Well, the best place to go would be our website, which is henry-moore.org. And if you go to our What's On page, you can find out more about the exhibition. You can also see a fantastic short video of Edmond de Waal talking about the exhibition and the sculptures in the show. And you can also book tickets on that page as well. So that's a good one to know. And to find out more about access and accessibility issues, you again go to our website /visit. And there you can find further information about our facilities and also the contact details, telephone number and email, if you would like to book a group visit as well.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Sylvia Cox and Paula Sarchi, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.